This is Seattle's Morning News, and joining me now is the bassist for the legendary Seattle grunge band, Mudhoney. His name is Guy Madison, and you may not have known that he is also a supervising nurse at Harborview Hospital. How long have you been juggling these two jobs?
Well, I started at Harborview very close to the time I started in Mudhoney, so been juggling it now for 20 years.
Yeah, but it's never been as intense as it has since COVID, I know. And as a result, you started a podcast called The Emergency Room Diaries. When did you know that this was going to be a particularly stressful time in your nursing career?
Well, it sort of started out slowly. You know, we'd had some scares in the past with infectious diseases and potential outbreaks and pandemics with MERS and SARS. And then also there was the scare of Ebola, you might remember. And this seemed the same when it first, when the news first started to break. It wasn't until March, the end of March, when I got reassigned to a position that was actually helping coordinate the testing and the placement of patients and staff in the hospital, that my work as a nurse really changed a lot.
Yeah. And so how would you, I mean, I'm getting all these horror stories from other states, especially Idaho. What is it like these days at Harborview?
Well, our numbers within UW Medicine match the numbers in Seattle at the moment, where our amount of COVID positive patients is trending down, thankfully. It's still a lot higher than we expected with this final wave of the pandemic. We are not in the same situation that Idaho and Alaska are, and their situation is they've instituted what they call crisis care management strategies. That means that they are completely overwhelmed. They have more cases that they can treat without enough resources, without enough staff, without enough ventilators. We're not in that situation at Harborview or at UW Medicine. We have the staff and the ventilators to deal with the amount of patients we have. It's still a tremendous drain on the hospital, but we are not so seriously affected as, say, Idaho, who has to move its patients out of state, a lot of them to here in Seattle for treatment.
Yeah. I don't know how personal you want to get, but I can only imagine the effect on you. I certainly have heard other nurses talk about what it's like day in and day out to see people die, and many times young people. I assume you've been through that too?
I do still see all of my colleagues that work in the ICUs, and yes, it's a tremendous strain to see these people. That's something we've seen a lot of recently is younger people, because they're the people that are not vaccinated that are getting very sick with COVID, coming in, being put on the ventilator, being in the hospital for weeks at a time, ending up on extremely invasive treatment like ECMO, which is put simply a heart-lung bypass machine that takes your blood out of your body, puts oxygen into it, and puts it back in your body. This is a last-ditch effort to try and save people, and we're still seeing people on those therapies in the hospital, and some of those people die, and my colleagues who work in the ICUs see it all the time.
So after a day of trying to save lives at Harborview, do you just go home and shred notes on the guitar?
You know, I'm so thankful for my music and my friends that I make music with, Mudhoney. We obviously haven't been doing any shows for quite a long time. All our 2020 engagements were cancelled and pushed to 2021, and once again they were cancelled. But we still get together, and we're working on a new album, so we do get to practice once a week. And yes, as you might be able to see on the Skype call, I'm sitting in my studio with my instruments here around me, and it's a great stress reliever for sure.
Well, I just listened to a 2009 recording of Touch Me, I'm Sick, and I imagine you still play that song.
That's probably the band's most iconic song, most famous song. So, yes, that is included. I can't even think of a single gig that I've ever done with Mudhoney where we haven't played Touch Me, I'm Sick. Love that song.
So is this COVID experience, is it going to affect your music at all, or do you keep them separate?
I think COVID's touched everything in life, and it's touched music. You know, we talk about it a lot. It was it was an interesting process to go through, waiting for us all to get our vaccines. Obviously, I was vaccinated very early as a healthcare worker. And then obviously we talk about it a lot, how it's affected us and what our upcoming tour in May 2022 will look like. And, you know, there's still a great deal of unknown with COVID. So, yeah, there's no way to separate the two. It's had a big impact. And I think that maybe some of the songs on the next record will have some topics related to COVID in them.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, good luck, and thank you for your efforts in trying to keep people alive. It's pretty important work.
Dave, thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to talk today.
Guy Madison, Mudhoney bass guitarist and supervising nurse at Harborview.